We have a bonus episode here on the way to help spread awareness about Brian Will's new mastermind series, Ready to Take Off. Brian, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Vincent, thanks for having me on today. This is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. I had the pleasure of meeting this Forbes Business Council member as he introduced his new book, The Dropout Multimillionaire, over on my YouTube series, Writing with Authors. And today we get to bring Brian here on That Entrepreneur Show, the official podcast for individuals looking to grow and achieve success. Each week since 2019, I've had the honor of bringing on top performing entrepreneurs and founders from all around the globe to help you on your journey. There is certainly an episode for you, so be sure to check out the show Rolodex after the show ends. And also, I will have his Writing with Author interview in the show descriptions. But I am excited for the show. He is joining us today as the founder of Brian Will Media, but also does so much more where he helps people find inner success. During the course of his career, Brian has created or co-created 7 very successful companies in 4 different industries. I love the diversity. And these companies were worth over $500 million at their peak. No easy task. He has also done multiple turnaround projects for companies from startups all the way up to Fortune 500 and has helped organizations drive billions of dollars in sales. His multifaceted background gives him the ability to understand and teach agile processes and principles and articulate their implications from multiple perspectives, from the development team all the way up to the executive boards. And today, he now also owns a growing chain of restaurants in the Atlanta area, as well as in the insurance and tech space based in Denver, a residential and commercial business growing in Georgia and Florida, and serves on the city council in his hometown of Alpharetta, Georgia. I'm about ready to kick this show off, and be sure to stick around to the end of the show for this week's Spotlight Story, as I found an awesome article for us to dive into from the Harvard Business Review Online, titled Must-Have Entrepreneurial Skills for Aspiring Business Owners. I'm hyped up, so I know everyone viewing on must be as well. Brian, let's dive right into it. Let's backtrack. Why did you become an entrepreneur at first? What led you on to this incredible journey?
You know, Vincent, I got my first business. I started when I was 21, and basically it was a business of need, right? So I had gotten out of the military, and I was trying to find a job and figure out what I was going to do, and I kept getting low-level jobs and kept getting fired, and so I'd gone to work for a landscaping company and I was out mowing grass with these guys every day. And one day I was sitting in the truck and I just had that thought, like, why am I sitting here making $4 an hour when anybody can mow grass? So I literally went out, I bought a mower, a weed eater and a blower, and I borrowed a truck from my grandfather. I was newly married. So I told my wife, you're getting in the truck with me and we're going to go start a business mowing grass. And that's what we did. And 8 years later, I had 7 franchises in the Atlanta area and we had a pretty big company. So that's how the first company got off the ground.
I love the hustle. I love the passion just right from the beginning. You said you're going right into the trenches. You're going to make it happen. What followed up that first business?
So after that, interestingly enough, and there's a lot of lessons in failure, as I talk about in my book a lot, yes, but that business failed. And it failed for 2 specific reasons. And these are some of the biggest lessons I've carried my whole life. It failed because the majority of my work was with one contractor. And so when I lost that contract, I lost 80% of my revenue. And it failed because in the process of building that business, I also built my debt, got way too deep into debt, had 2 houses, 3 cars, a motorcycle, credit card bills. And when I lost my business, I lost my income. I basically lost everything. So I had to start all over again. And I hated landscaping, to be very honest with you. So I thought, I'm going to try something different. My buddy said, why don't you sell insurance with me? So I went to work selling insurance for an agency. And 6 weeks later, I quit and started my own insurance agency. Clearly, I don't work well with others. So, and 2 years later from starting that agency, I sold it to a venture capital group because a dot-com boom was happening and we had created something that wasn't out there. And so I sold my first company to a venture capital company in 1999. That company ended up going public a couple of years later. And then from there, I went to the next company and the next company and the next company, and it just kept rolling.
I love the commitment and perseverance and the resiliency. I think those are great tools that every entrepreneur needs to embody. So thank you for inspiring our audience right off the back. But ways we grow are through resources like your book. You have several books, but The Dropout Millionaire is your most recent, multimillionaire. What is another tool, app, workshop, something that's really helped you find success that you can help our audience find success as well with?
And I tell this to everybody I work with. So I work with, I call it well-funded startups through 10 million in revenue entrepreneurs. And the background of that is I spent the last 35 years building companies, selling them into venture capital, two of those, sold one into private equity, consulted for Fortune 500 companies, built sales teams. I've trained over 1,000 salespeople. This is what I've done. So I've taken all that experience over the years and I've brought it back down into this new venture, which is our new mastermind, where we're going to do, again, startup to 10 million in revenue. And here's the key. If when I really started having success in my business is when I found a mentor and a coach to help me. And by the way, that took 15 years. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're doing in this new mastermind and coaching business is what I teach people, which is, listen, if you're starting a business or if you have a business and you're struggling to grow, or if you have a business that's not working the way you want, you need to come to the realization that you need help. You need help. And you need to find a coach, you need to find a mentor, you need to find somebody that's been there and done that, who's 10 or 20 steps ahead of you, who can come back in and say, listen, Vincent, that's not going to work. This is why you're failing here. I've already tried that. It didn't work. If you will listen to me, take my advice, you will start skipping all those lessons you need to learn. You will accelerate your business, your amplify your success. The number one thing business owners need to do is find a coach.
I'm with you. I'm very grateful for my coach and he's helped me along the way. And now I'm looking to take on second steps in that area as well, because now that my writing is done, at least for the moment, there are different ways I'm trying to expand, grow my brand. And again, this episode is previewing this mastermind course. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on with that course before we hop into the next chat?
You know, our mastermind is going to focus on four areas, right? And we're going to be very business strategic. So I call it business strategic. We're going to focus on high-performance sales teams. We're going to focus on measured, profitable growth. And then we're going to focus on what we call pattern recognition as it relates to P&L analysis so that we can look at our business and predict our future. It's very easy to predict the business, your future of your business, if you know what you're doing. So those are our four topics. And you know, if you have anybody out there that's in business and having any issues, they should look us up because we can help.
I'm definitely going to make sure I create a little video with this discussion on it for you. That way, what you can share for when you go live to help you grow your business, because I know the dedication you are putting into it behind the scenes. But now we spoke about your early companies, your second companies. Let's talk more about your current ventures to shed more light on them.
Currently, I own a small chain of restaurants, chain and growing. We have four operational. We have three under construction at the moment. I've owned as many as 12. And I got into the restaurant business literally after I had sold the companies in 06 and 08. Mm-hmm. And I used to love to take my employees out to happy hour, like 3 or 4 days a week. And so after we sold the companies, we were sitting around one day and somebody's like, we do this all the time. Why don't you just buy a restaurant or a bar? And I was like, hey man, you find me one and I'll buy it. So the woman that worked for me, she found one the next day and we bought it. And that's how we got our first restaurant. And then that one, what failed, it was losing money, which I knew when I went into it, but it was losing money. So after a year, I did what every entrepreneur does and I bought four more. So, you know, we bought four more and then we got rid of the first one and the next four were profitable. And then it's been a give and take as we've grown the brand and brought the brand back. So it's been an interesting ride. I don't get involved in the restaurants. I don't run them. I don't know how to cook. I don't know anything about it. But one of the things I tell people is if you know how to run a business, then you know how to run a business. And I don't care if that's a restaurant or an insurance agency or a retail shop or whatever. Business skills are business skills, right? So I have that company. We have this other company that's building a product in the insurance space I can't get too deep into. Mm-hmm. I have another residential commercial real estate company that owns properties that we rent out.
Love that.
And then we're building this new mastermind. So,
well, I just jotted this down here in the show notes for when we go live, taking lessons learned from quote failed mm-hmm. businesses and just applying them to the new businesses and watching them succeed. One didn't go so well, but now the next four are doing well. And he said there's a lot more on the way, which we're going to find out more on his next interview when we bring him back on the show to talk about all that when they go live. But before we hop into this week's spotlight story, and then after that, we're going to learn which entrepreneur throughout history Brian wants to sit down with. What are some of the more challenging areas of entrepreneurship to help our fellow listeners pop through that adversity?
Sure. So here's what I teach people. And I just actually did a small short reel on this the other day. From startup to success, let's just say, for example, I'm going to use a picture. From startup to success, there are 100 lessons you need to learn. It's not 100. I'm just making the number up, right?
Of course.
There are 100 lessons you need to learn to be successful in business or to get to the next level of success. Every entrepreneur comes into this 100 lessons at a different level. Some people might come in at the 10th level. Some people might come in at the 50th level. Some people like me, I started at zero. That's why it took me so long to succeed. But you are going to have to go through all 100 lessons, no matter where you start, to achieve the success you want. Now, if we know there's 100 lessons and then we can be successful, the only thing stopping you from success is not quitting, moving through lesson after lesson after lesson until you get there and figure it out. Now, most entrepreneurs don't know where they fall in that lesson chain of events, right? So too many of them quit. They might have quit at lesson 99 when lesson 100 got them where they needed to go. So I tell people, don't quit. As long as you're learning from every lesson, you will eventually get there. I failed out of high school, Vincent. I have no education, no discernible job skills, and yet I've made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars because I never quit and I learned all the lessons I needed to learn to get where I'm going. So that's my tip for entrepreneurs. Learn the lessons, don't quit, you'll eventually get there.
At first, the lessons learned, I really looked more like failures and would bring me down. Then over time, I've started to look at these simply as lessons learned and applying them to my future, applying them to keep growing. And that's just been inching me closer to my definition of success. It's great to see you continue to highlight resilience here and not giving up. I've heard from so many people, oh, I wish I didn't give up. I wish I didn't stop doing that, because I'm still optimistic that it only takes one phone call, one interview, one conversation that will put me over that edge, put me over that threshold. And you've inspired me to keep going this entire time, Brian. So thank you for that.
Have you ever seen Mark Cuban's interview where he says, look, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how many times you have to try. I don't care how many times you fail. You only have to hit one and you're set for life. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. You're looking for the one. You keep going till you hit the one, mm-hmm. and you can have everything you ever wanted.
I love that. And it is true. You can fail 1,000 times. You get up that 1,000 first time. There you go. I mean, it's in every single, you can look at sports, athletes who had to wait till their last year to win a championship. Mm-hmm. You look at even in the music industry, Jay-Z, one of the most influential rappers in music, no one would produce his first album. He had to go to music studio. No one would take it. And then look how far his legacy has climbed. I mean, Mark Cuban, I love that analogy. He always fires me up because he tells it how it is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. And that's what I really love. In entrepreneurship, we don't need the smile saying, oh, you're doing a good job. No, we need to hear how we can improve. We need to see how we can hit those pinnacles. So you've hit it out of the park there, Brian. Thank you again for that. I think now would be an awesome time to hop into that spotlight story. I think Brian's going to provide a lot of good feedback on it. Again, you can follow along in the show description. It is from Harvard Business School Online. It's titled Must Have Entrepreneurial Skills for Aspiring Business Owners. I'm going to touch on a bit of this article and then bring back on our guest of honor to see which ones he feels are most important, any feedback he can add. But before we get to that, and I am excited to share that this summer's episodes will be brought to you in part by speaker coach Cesar Cervantes, specializing in helping you get your transformative message to the TEDx stage. Guaranteed. To schedule your free brainstorming session, visit the link in the show description or cesarcervantes.tv. It starts like this. What comes to mind when you hear the word entrepreneur? Maybe you picture a talented college dropout, a seasoned business professional with a knack for predicting the next big thing. Whatever the persona is, replace it with yourself. There is no specific demographic or personality profile of a successful entrepreneur. No matter your age, race, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, or upbringing, you can be an entrepreneur if you have the dedication, drive, and vital business skills. Unlike personality traits and demographic details, entrepreneurial skills can be learned and practiced. If entrepreneurship is a path you'd like to pursue, use this list to take a stock of your strengths and weaknesses and determine which skills you need to develop before launching. I'm going to touch on all six and dive into one or two. Basic finance skills. Networking, speaking confidently, accepting and acting on feedback, recognizing patterns and maintaining a growth mindset. As an aspiring entrepreneur, it is critical to have a growth mindset. This views intelligence, abilities, and talents as learnable and capable of improvement, as opposed to a fixed mindset, which views those same traits as inherently stable and unchangeable over time. I think if COVID taught us anything, we are always going to have to be pivoting. I also love to touch on accepting and acting on feedback. To succeed as an entrepreneur, you need to be eager to receive feedback and act on it. This skill requires you to stay humble and accept the idea of that, accept that your idea, of the perfect vision of your product may not resonate with potential customers. Something I learned right in the beginning after my first book and launching these podcasts, which sounds great to me, may not sound great to everybody else. So we had to do some tweaks. And now I'm grateful because I'm attracting guests like Brian to come on the show to not only meet like-minded professionals, but build your future team and keep a finger on the pulse of your industry. Your professional network can be composed of so many people, former and current coworkers, alumni from high school or college, former professors and teachers, industry leaders and speakers, former and current clients, family, business members, friends, business professionals in your geographic area, others in the industry with similar interests, responsibility, and goals. We touched on six major facets here, Brian. Which are some of the ones that stuck out to you?
Well, these kind of mirror what I call my five keys to success and five keys to failure. By the way, they're the same five keys. It's a matter of whether you do them to succeed or don't do them to fail. But two of the ones that people ask me about all the time that are critical for an entrepreneur, one you touched on was accept the feedback. But here's a key on accepting the feedback. You need to accept feedback from the right person.
Yes.
We talk about getting a coach, right? But just because you got a $149 certificate offline does not make you a coach, right? You need to vet people that you are listening to. It's unfortunately not your parents, unless they're business people. It's not your neighbors. It's not your friends. It's not your teachers. Find somebody who's successful. Take their advice, right? Accept their feedback and use it in your business. That's the whole key to coaching. So that's always number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, the one piece I find a lot of entrepreneurs lack is one you said, which is the financial piece. You need to understand the numbers in your business. You need to understand the core metrics, what they look like, how they're tracking historically, what they're going to do going forward. You don't have to be a CPA and you don't have to be the bookkeeper, but you need to have enough financial knowledge so that when they're telling you things about your business, you understand it. Again, it's weird because same thing with Mark Cuban. Again, one of the things he tells people is if you're going to go to college, take accounting. You don't need to be an accountant, but as a business owner, you need to understand some basic accounting principles so you understand what's happening in your business. So get a coach, listen to them, accept the feedback, make sure they're a good coach. Understand the finances and you'll be 10 steps ahead of every other entrepreneur.
We have credible coaches. They are vital. And I love that you've really knocked the ball out of the park on this interview, Brian. But before I let you go, I know you know a lot of folks, but who is one entrepreneur throughout history, dead or alive, that you would love to have a conversation with to pick their brain?
Elon Musk. The guy's changing he's changing the world, man. Like I talk about people, his thought process, and you know, the only difference between I say this, the only difference between a rich man and a poor man is the way they think. The only difference between a successful person and a failure is the way they think. And the only difference between me and you and Elon is the way that we think, right? I use the example, if you own a trucking company and you move product from California and from San Francisco to LA, you're trying to figure out the best routes, the best times. How do I avoid traffic? How do I get my trucks around? Elon Musk gets stuck in traffic and goes, screw it. I'm going to build a tunnel underground and we're going to run this sucker at 160 miles. That's a different way of thinking, right? When he built SpaceX, it was $1 billion to launch a rocket to space. Elon came in and said, I want to do it for $1 million. That's impossible, right? He actually has it down to 40 million now because he uses these rockets over and over. He's got it perfected. He's got a factory that cranks these things out. So I would love to spend some time just learning how he thinks. It's unbelievable.
Let's delve a bit deeper here, Brian. Where would this meeting go down? I have a feeling I know the answer, but where would you pick the meeting to go down?
Well, I just got to visit SpaceX and the Boring Company out in Hawthorne, California. I would love to meet him at Mission Control in Hawthorne, like right before a launch, like talk for a little while and then walk into Mission Control, which I've stood on the outside and looked in, but walk in and watch him do a whole launch. And that'd be awesome.
I love it. We'll have to tag him when the show goes live, make that dream come true. But until then, thank you so much for taking the time to join the second podcast series with me. Can you please now share your website, social media, anything else about this course?
Yeah, so it's easy to go to my website. It's www.brianwillmedia.com. Brianwillmedia.com. Everything is there. The podcast, my shows, my books. We've got a new book coming out called No. The Psychology of Sales and Negotiation. It's going to be a good one. But everything's there. You know, all the social media, you can look up The Dropout Multimillionaire. You'll find me all over the internet.
Appreciate you sharing that, everyone. That is brianwillmedia.com. It will be in the show descriptions. And with that, the show is at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media except Instagram. We are all at Vincent A. Lancey. Be sure to check out YouTube for a video preview of this course and some behind-the-scenes actions with Brian. But until our next chat, thank you very much for coming on and congratulations on your new course and books.
Thanks, Vincent. I appreciate it.